This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so Payne and Pendergast with you, and the Kevin Durant trade is done. Rockets are moving along here with Kevin Durant as their new star. I proposed this yesterday, Seth. The Rockets put up videos for Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks on the way out. I've never seen this before. I've seen welcome back videos, and I'm sure whatever teams they end up on, they're both Phoenix Suns right now, I think. I don't know. This seven-team trade has me very confused. It doesn't really matter to me where they end up.
Yeah.
But they will come back at some point because you host every team in the NBA at some point during the season. And I think both will get tribute videos when they come back. I've never seen a tribute video on the way out before. The Rockets are really trying to be that person who breaks up with you and says, it's not you, it's me, kind of, you know? Like,
friends with all his exes?
Yeah. I still want to be really good friends with you. Here's a tribute video.
Well, that is a, you know what? I mean, that is, to carry the analogy out a little bit, that is on a rainy day or at 2 a.m. on a rainy night. Sometimes it's nice to have that person that you can call up and be like, hey, why don't you come hang out for a little bit?
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a little phone call.
You give Dylan Brooks the old, you up? You know?
Yeah. Dylan Brooks, booty call. Yes.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks video was the first one I saw. And the caption on it acknowledged, and I got to open it here. The caption on the video, on the tweet, said this. It's about a minute long video of Dylan Brooks doing Dylan Brooks things, and it says, "Set the tone, cemented the culture. Thank you for what you brought to Houston, Dylan Brooks." Almost as if the Rockets are that guy saying, "Look, you made me a better person, but now it's time for us to move on. But thank you for making me a better person. Thank you for setting the tone for me and cementing my culture." But I'm moving on. I'm going to date Kevin Durant instead. I, tongue in cheek, said, I retweeted the video and I said, would we be okay, given the video below, would we be okay, you know, if the Rockets win the title next year, of allowing Dylan Brooks to be part of the parade? You know, maybe not on the float, but like we'll call it the culture setter convertible.
Yeah.
And just put him in the back. And he's got to be behind everybody. He's not on the team anymore. And I was completely joking about this, and I had a lot of people replying to me like, hell yeah, yeah, let's do it. There were a lot of, it's amazing. And what would be incredible to see what these same people were tweeting about Dylan Brooks before he became a Houston Rocket, you know, back when he was on the Memphis Grizzlies antagonizing everybody. I was very surprised at how many people were like, you know what, it's a parade, we can make our own rules. Hell yeah, I want Dylan Brooks in that parade.
You know who was like that for a little bit was Miles Straw. Remember yes. Miles Straw? Because Miles Straw would be showing up at all these different Astros games, and it felt like he's such a likable guy.
Yeah.
And he was there. He was never there for any of the World Series championships, but he was there for the World Series.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks has meant way more to the Rockets organization than Miles Straw meant to the Astros, but I felt a little bit of that vibe with Miles Straw.
Well, I would submit Dylan Brooks has meant more to the Rockets organization as they are currently constructed and handled now than Jalen Green did. I think Dylan Brooks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Brooks was part of setting a culture and a framework and everything else.
Yes.
Like, this is the type of play we want. This is the type of guy we want you to be. That they clearly and obviously didn't think that same way about Jalen Green.
Jalen Green, the biggest thing Jalen Green has done for the Rockets, and this isn't me telling the Rockets don't do a tribute video to the guy. Do a tribute video. Do whatever you want. I'm not offended by it or anything. I found it a little strange. That's all. But do it. The biggest thing Jalen Green was able to do for the Rockets in his 4 years here was play well enough to where it impressed the Phoenix Suns enough to trade the Rockets Kevin Durant. That's what he did. Dylan Brooks actually, to me, provided substantial, intangible elements to a team and a toughness to a team that now I think has a foundation that is made of that. Of that stuff, of that type of toughness.
No, that's the culture now compared to when Udoka took over.
Yeah,
is just night and day. I mean, Silas I can't remember which player was doing the interview last week where he talked about this, where he heaped a bunch of praise on Silas, but said that I think it was Jabari Smith Jr. said that he wasn't the right guy for that bunch of young guys.
Yep.
Those guys really needed to be shown the way, and Udoka saw and recognized that and made decisions based on that. Like, all right, who are we going to bring in? How are we going to, establish a culture here? Udoka is much better suited to that task than Silas was.
It is funny too. Like, these contracts are sort of referendums in a way on how they, like, the pecking order of how they feel or felt about some of these young guys. Like Jalen Green, it's all silly, stupid money. But I think it's very telling that when it came time to give Jalen Green a contract, they gave him a 3-year deal. And when it came time to give Jabari Smith and Alperen Şengün contracts, they gave each of them 5-year deals. I think it felt like Jalen Green's deal was given to him so that he could be part of a bigger trade at some point down the road,
It was the thing that, looking back on it, I just can't believe that we had to make it any more complicated than what it was. Do you know how Udoka felt about Jalen Green? Jalen Green would be off the floor in critical moments in the fourth quarter in the regular season.
Yeah.
Like that's how he felt about him. And the organization did a great job of acting like, oh no, that's all nonsense. Whatever anybody says about plus minuses and all that, like, no, those are just statistics. Like, no, your actions tell me that you don't actually trust Jalen Green all that much.
Yes. Look at the behavior. Always look at the behavior ahead of the words. No question. No question about it. Cam Whitmore saga finally over. Sent to the Wizards for 2 second-round picks. I think Cam is going to thrive on a crappy team. I think he's going to average 22 a game on a very bad Washington Wizards team. I think that's – if you had told me, like, okay, if you'd asked me, like, what do you think – what's Cam Whitmore's future in the NBA? What's his best life in the NBA? It's probably being the leading scorer on a team that wins 16 games in the NBA.
I'm going to bring back one from way back. Kyle Lowry going to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Lowry will tell you himself that, you know what, that was a little bit of the kick in the butt that I needed to understand where I was in the league and how I needed to turn it around. Because people will say, wow, the Rockets were idiots for trading away Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry says that the version of himself that he became – that never would have happened if he hadn't gotten traded. He needed that wake-up call. I'm skeptical that Cam Whitmore is going to see this as a wake-up call or anything else along those lines.
Yeah.
That's where, because he does. He has great, great, great talent, but it just sounds like Udoka did not just appreciate the way he operated.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and there are degrees of things too, right? Yeah. I mean, like, did we ever hear Kyle Lowry being, you know, kind of truculent behind the scenes, you know, sulking about?
Let me pull out my 2011.
Yeah,
notebook.
I can't remember. It's more of a rhetorical question or a question for the text page if somebody knows and they want to text in if you have an article. But like, Kyle Lowry is the extreme version. I mean, Kyle Lowry became, I'm counting it up now. Kyle Lowry's a 6-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Like that's, and was the point guard on a championship team in 2019. So that's the extreme version, but you're absolutely right. Like this should be a wake-up call for Cam Whitmore, if for no other reason than year three is when teams really start to make decisions on how much they think you're worth moving forward. And I will cite Jabari Smith Jr.'s contract last week and Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün's contracts a year ago.
The biggest thing I had forgotten about this one. Okay, so I found one article was saying Kyle Lowry had not been happy with his role in the organization. But then I also forgot about the incident that he ended up getting sentenced community service for in 2012 when he got frustrated with a female referee at a charity basketball game in Las Vegas and he threw a basketball at her. What the hell?
Well, that was right around the time he got traded. right around the time he got traded from the Rockets to the Raptors. So maybe that was part of the whole wake-up call thing. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, are you for it? You let Dylan Brooks ride in the parade? Dylan Brooks is the only one I would let ride in the parade who's not on the Rockets anymore, by the way.
Cam Whitmore would not be riding in the parade. Jalen Green would not be.
Dylan Brooks, yes. Our show is a yes right now on that. All right, up next. I was asked this question yesterday. It's not a bad topic. Hippolito is a listener of ours. He said, hey, when will the Astros lose a series next? All right. This is a segment where we try to tamp back the overconfidence for what's coming up on the schedule.
We're going to tell you about how the Astros actually suck coming up next.
When will the Astros lose a series? We'll run through it and we'll tell you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.